When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, Scotland's new hate crime laws were introduced on the 1st of April. And in just a little over a week, there's already been over 4,000 complaints relating to so-called hate speech. This is leaving the Scottish Police Force drowning in admin and paperwork. But what are the laws and what do they mean? And how might we in Ireland be looking to what's happening in Scotland? Because you see, our proposed legislations on hate speech is quite similar to what Scotland has introduced. On the line to tell us a little bit about this, we have Lois McClatchy from the Alliance Defending Freedom. And Lois herself is Scottish, so I'm sure she's been watching with even more interest, given that it's in her homeland. Tell us about the laws that has been introduced, Lois, and what they actually mean for Scottish people.
Sure. Well, nobody likes to be hated, so it can seem on the surface that this law is a good thing. It bans something called stirring up of hate. So we might instinctively as Christians think that's a good thing, but unfortunately, stirring up of hate is not defined clearly at all. And therefore, the government is able to define whatever speech they don't like on a particular day as that which should be banned. It's a law that's wide open to abuse. It protects five different categories of people, and within that included is transgender identity and sexual orientation. So obviously, there's some concern with the overlap of gender-critical thought. For example, children from going through an early transition, of voicing opinions about marriage between a man and a woman, all of these things which are often discussed in society today, and not with the intention of hating anyone, but simply discussing an important societal issue, are now going to be under a lot more scrutiny, under a lot more pressure, and when people are discussing them, it's going to cause a great chill on free speech in my homeland of Scotland. So not a great moment for our country.
So there's these protected characteristics, Lois, but it seems very vague to me, you know, this idea of stirring up hate. What does that mean? In other words, you know, my idea of debate could be your idea of hate. You know, one woman's opinion, another man could say, well, no, that's hateful to me. Is it? It seems it's subjective based on a person's feelings almost.
That's right, yeah. Well, hate can be in the eye of the beholder, can't it? And the way that this law has worked out is that anyone can report anybody for saying something that they interpret to be hateful in their own hearing of it, and that even counts if they are not perceived to be the victim of the alleged hate crime. If they overhear something that they decide was an inappropriate comment or a hateful comment, even if the person themselves does not feel hated by it, it can still get reported. And police have committed to investigating every single report made of any hate crime incident. And bear in mind, Wendy, as you said, over 4,000 have already been made within 7 days. And this comes at a time where Police Scotland are saying they will cease investigating 24,000 other crimes, including some instances of theft because they simply don't have the resources to keep up in our country with all the needs and pressures placed on them. So it's an extraordinary way to be spending our resources. Basically, the police have turned into a school teacher looking at allegations of he said, she said, determining if somebody has said something with a hateful intent or not. It's a very dangerous situation for free speech, and it's a very silly situation for our police.
Yeah, it does remind me of when I hear of some of the examples, you know, I just think of my, you know, 4 and 7 year old when they're having a squabble and fighting between each other. And now we're basically asking the authorities to step in some of these situations. What about, I know that J.K. Rowling, a well-known author of the Harry Potter series, has been really vocal on this, because it does seem a lot of the push for this type of legislation. I think the same can be said here for Ireland, but a lot of the push for this type of legislation is coming from kind of transgender lobbyists who are very intent on having their ideology pushed. And there has been that whole hashtag, wasn't there, no debate. We're trying to have debate, and now we're trying to have the legislation to shut down that debate, you could argue. But she seemed to almost kind of challenge the Scottish police, say, yeah, you arrest me for calling, you know, a transgender woman a man. And she was very, I think a lot of people would say she probably gave others courage to just speak up on that particular issue.
Yeah, I think that's true. J.K. Rowling, of course, is Scottish herself, living in Edinburgh. So having been well known for her gender critical views, many activists on the very first day had told her they were going to be reporting her and she better delete her tweet. But no, J.K. Rowling doubled down. She was very clear, even from day one of the law, that she upheld biological reality and that she would be calling out transgender activists where she saw them going over the line. She was reported, the police investigated, and they did not press charges. So that is a win. That's definitely something to be encouraged by, that J.K. Rowling, even in her robust defense of biological reality, was not guilty of hate. But of course, we also have to bear in mind that there is no set standard on this law. It's very difficult for us to know one tweet to another, one day to another.
And it's the ripple effect, isn't it? Because it's the ripple effect, because Graeme Linehan, who's an Irish writer, who's had the police turn up at his door 3 times for trying to stand up for women who have been harassed for simply asking questions or stating an honestly held opinion. He's said, I've lost nearly every stream of income. You know, he's had a West End musical cancelled, all because of his kind of gender critical views. And for most people looking at that, is the scary kind of and the chilling impact on free speech that a lot of people will just be kind of, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and put my head down, even when there's important issues I want to talk about or discuss or debate.
That's right. And it's not for the government to just to tell us which beliefs are good and acceptable and which beliefs are bad. We used to do that back in the 1600s. You know, we had blasphemy laws where a dominant church would say that what was true, and whoever questioned the Bible was charged and even put on trial, put to death sometimes. And that was a terrible thing to have happened. But now we've kind of reversed that culture. We have blasphemy against the dominant views of today, and anyone who falls outside those dominant orthodox beliefs can find themselves being shunned or worse, placed on trial or under investigation. And this law in Scotland, it even reaches into the family home. There's no protection for dwelling spaces. So conversations that happen around a dinner table are also under the law. If kids choose to report their parents for what they deem to be or have been told to be hateful views, parents can get into trouble too. So it definitely will cause a chilling impact on free speech in our country. And we can look around the world and see where these things go. Other countries like Finland and Mexico have had these laws in place for a while. We've discussed in the show before, Wendy, there's a case in Finland where a politician and a grandmother has been on criminal trial up to 3 times for a tweet in 2019 where she tweeted a Bible verse. And she challenged her church for sponsoring the Pride Parade. So we know what kind of views get caught up in these laws. And that's not just, everyone in society benefits from a plurality of views, a diversity of thought, and conversations between people of different views, different perspectives. And that should be kept open, celebrated, and protected, and not shut down in society.
Well, Lois, thanks so much for joining us on the show today to explain the Scottish hate crime laws, which were introduced on the 1st of April. That's Lois McLatty from ADF International. It's especially pertinent for us here in Ireland because we have tabled legislation that's very similar. It's interesting to see, for example, many different kind of political representatives doing a U-turn on their views, saying, put that one on the back burner. Let's get back to bread and butter issues. You have, for example, Sinn Féin, who all voted for the legislation in the Dáil, now as a party are saying, no, we don't want this introduced. It'll be interesting to see if our new Taoiseach Simon Harris is going to look at what's happening in Scotland going, oh, hang on, let's pull back from this a little bit here. And even looking at that practical reality of the thousands of complaints, our Irish Gardaí who are already overstretched and under-resourced, do they really want to be wasting their time with many complaints which are essentially about people's hurt feelings? Because under the Irish legislation, you don't even have to prove that what you say or do or what meme you have on your phone, because this it translates to what's in your house in terms of materials. It doesn't even have to be proven that those things might cause violence. So the bar is very, and it's very vague as well. So look, if it's something that you're kind of listening to going, gosh, I'm really concerned about this, you have to tell your local representatives. If someone knocks on your door around election time, you got to let them know that's how you feel about it.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.